Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Truth, Lies, and O-Rings, Inside the Space Shuttle Challenger Disaster, by Alan J. MacDonald, is a first-hand, insider account of one of the most consequential engineering and management failures in modern history. MacDonald, a senior executive at Morton Fiocol, the contractor responsible for the space shuttle solid rocket boosters, places the reader in the tense days leading up to the January 1986 launch. The book is widely known for detailing the technical concerns about O-ring performance in cold temperatures and the internal debates over acceptable risk. Beyond the hardware, it examines how communication breakdowns, schedule pressure, and organizational culture can override engineering judgment. MacDonald also chronicles the aftermath, including investigations, accountability battles, and what it cost individuals who insisted on telling the truth. Written for readers who want more than a timeline of events, it connects the Challenger tragedy to enduring lessons about ethics, leadership, and safety-critical decision-making in complex systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the technical warning signs. Behind the O-ring problem, a central topic is the engineering reality of the solid rocket booster joint and why O-rings became a critical vulnerability. The book is publicly known for emphasizing how the seals could lose resilience in cold conditions, reducing their ability to prevent hot gases from escaping during ignition and ascent. MacDonald frames the issue as more than a single component failure. It is about how performance margins shrink when temperature, manufacturing variability, and joint dynamics combine. Readers gain a practical view of how engineering evidence is built, including flight history, anomaly tracking, and the interpretation of imperfect data under time pressure. The narrative highlights how prior signs of trouble were not isolated curiosities, but part of a pattern that demanded a conservative response. In safety-critical systems, small deviations matter, especially when they repeat. The book also helps clarify why engineers can be confident that a risk is real even without a perfectly predictive model. In that sense, the O-ring problem illustrates a wider principle. When a system already shows symptoms, waiting for definitive proof can be a dangerous strategy. The topic ultimately teaches the reader how technical risks should be evaluated with an eye toward worst-case conditions, not average performance. Secondly, decision. Making under pressure on the eve of launch, another major topic is the launch decision process and how schedule, politics, and reputation can distort judgment. The Challenger launch occurred amid intense organizational momentum, and the book is known for describing a pre-launch environment where proceeding can become the default and descent must clear a very high bar. MacDonald details the challenge of communicating engineering concerns across corporate and government layers, especially when meetings are compressed and expectations are already set. The reader sees how risk discussions can shift from engineering questions to managerial bargaining, with uncertainty reframed as acceptable. A key lesson is how the burden of proof can be reversed. Instead of proving that launching is safe, decision makers demand proof that it is unsafe. The topic also examines the subtle ways authority and hierarchy influence outcomes, including who gets heard, how data is summarized, and how disagreement is recorded. The broader takeaway applies beyond aerospace. Any organization facing deadlines, public visibility, or financial incentives can fall into patterns where warning signs are minimized and normalized. This section encourages readers to recognize procedural red flags and to design decision processes that protect independent technical judgment. Thirdly, organizational culture, communication failures, and normalization of deviance. The book is frequently associated with a hard look at culture, how repeated anomalies can become routine, and how institutions adapt to risk rather than eliminate it. MacDonald describes an environment where information moved through multiple interfaces, each with its own incentives and assumptions. In such systems, technical detail can be diluted into talking points, and nuanced concerns can be misinterpreted as mere differences of opinion. This topic explores how communication failures are rarely about a lack of effort. They often stem from mismatched expectations, ambiguous responsibility, and the tendency to treat previous success as evidence of future safety. The concept of normalization of deviance emerges when off-nominal behavior is accepted because it has not yet produced catastrophe. The book shows how that cultural drift can occur gradually, with no single moment that feels like a clear ethical breach. Readers are encouraged to notice how language and metrics can mask danger, for example, when risk is described with overly optimistic confidence. The topic also emphasizes the importance of institutional memory. When lessons are not integrated into processes and training, the same hazards reappear under new guises. Ultimately, this section positions Challenger as a case study in system safety, where culture can be as decisive as engineering. Fourthly, ethics and professional responsibility for engineers and managers. McDonald is publicly recognized for presenting Challenger not only as an engineering event, but also as an ethical test. This topic centers on what it means to hold responsibility when human lives depend on complex technical decisions. The book portrays the tension between loyalty to an organization and loyalty to professional standards, especially when technical staff believe the accepted risk is unjustified. It illustrates how ethical behavior in organizations is rarely dramatic in the moment. It involves persistence, documentation, and the courage to be inconvenient. The narrative shows that speaking up is not simply a personal virtue, but a skill set that requires clarity, evidence, and strategic communication. It also highlights the managerial duty to create an environment where dissent is welcomed and investigated, not penalized. Readers can draw lessons about how to frame concerns in terms of measurable risk, how to escalate issues appropriately, and how to insist on safety gates that cannot be overridden by schedule pressure. This topic is especially relevant for engineers, project managers, and executives in regulated industries where compliance is necessary but not sufficient. The book argues, through its real-world context, that ethical responsibility includes anticipating how organizational incentives may push teams toward unsafe decisions. Lastly, investigations, accountability, and the long aftermath, a final major topic is what happens after a disaster, when organizations must confront evidence, public scrutiny, and competing narratives. The Challenger accident led to formal investigations and a national reckoning about how risk was managed. McDonald is known for describing how technical findings, internal communications, and witness testimony can collide with institutional self-protection. This topic explains why accountability is difficult in large systems, responsibility is distributed, documentation is incomplete, and decisions are often made through committees rather than clear owners. The book also explores how reforms are proposed, negotiated, and sometimes weakened as attention fades. The reader sees that learning from failure is not automatic. It requires sustained commitment, transparency, and structural change. Another key lesson is the personal cost to those who challenge official stories. In high-profile failures, truth-telling can carry professional risk, yet it is often the catalyst for reform. The topic broadens to consider how organizations can build resilient safety cultures through independent review, clearer go or no-go criteria, and empowered engineering authorities. This part of the book leaves readers with a sober understanding that preventing the next tragedy is as much about governance and incentives as it is about improved hardware. In conclusion, this book is best suited for engineers, project managers, safety professionals, and leaders who make decisions where failures can harm people, as well as general readers who want a grounded, human view of how institutional choices shape history. It benefits the reader by translating the Challenger disaster into practical lessons about risk assessment, communication, and ethical responsibility. Instead of treating safety as a checklist, it emphasizes how real-world constraints, hierarchy, and incentives can quietly push teams toward unacceptable exposure. Readers can apply these insights to workplaces far beyond aerospace, including healthcare, energy, transportation, and software, where small technical uncertainties can escalate when processes are weak. The book is worth buying compared to similar accounts because it is widely known as a first-hand perspective from a senior contractor executive who participated in the critical discussions and then spent years pursuing clarity and accountability. That insider vantage point helps connect technical details to managerial decisions without reducing the story to villains and heroes. If you want a case study that sharpens judgment and strengthens the habit of speaking up when evidence demands it, this is a compelling and enduring choice. If you would like to support Alan J. McDonald, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.